Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Well, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has resigned. The Prime Minister's office confirmed earlier today that the resignation was sent to the King of Malaysia. Well, the resignation move is said to have been tactical, with a view of undoing the Pakatan Harapan transition agreement, under which Mr. Anwar was supposed to replace the 94-year-old Dr. Mahathir before the next election due in 2023. Well, the tussle between Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad and Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim has shaped Malaysian politics for decades, and the tension has persisted despite the alliance to win the 2019 elections. On Sunday, Mr. Anwar accused Dr. Mahathir's party and traitors in his own party of plotting to form a new government with United Malays, a national organisation, that's UMNO, the former ruling party ousted in 2018, amid widespread corruption accusations. Well, joining us to kind of analyse the news is Associate Professor Master Mohamad from Department of Malay Studies at NUS. Well, Professor, reports have confirmed that Dr. Mahathir has resigned. And not only that, he has also quit as a chairman of his Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia. Why now?
Actually, it's not unexpected, because I happen to have a source from within his family. Even from last night, he was trying very hard to resist the formation of the new coalition. So it's not exactly clear that he's doing this because of Anwar Ibrahim, but really because of his own position, I think, within this whole government. I think there's a lot of pressure from the other side for him to form the government, for the new government. And it really wouldn't look good on his part, because it's like he's pulling a coup d'etat, you know, on his own democratically elected government.
Mm-hmm. And some analysts have said that the possible reason behind this is a tactical move to kind of thwart Anwar's succession. What are your thoughts on this one?
You know, I really don't think on his part at this moment in time, at his age, that this is anything to do with tactical moves. I think he's really just trying to kind of depressurize the situation. As I said before, I knew from his family source that he was really trying to resist the formation of the new coalition. So I am not sure that he has some long-term plans or even a very medium-term plan on what to happen next. Perhaps it's a very personal decision for him to step down, because the pressure is a little bit too much.
Well, other observers have said that the resignation could be rejected by the king, or that we will see calls of Dr. Mahathir to stay in his post until perhaps the end of his term. I mean, how do you see this playing out?
Well, that could be possible, because for stability's sake, King himself can advise him to stay on, or at least stay on as a within the caretaker government until a more certain form of government can arise out of all this. So, yes, that's happening very soon, I think, because he's going to seek an audience with the king. And on top of it all, even Anwar's party and the coalition partners, the DAP and the Amanah Party, they're both calling for Mahathir to stay on. Mm-hmm. I think it's for the better at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm. And well, we also know that another 11 MPs from Anwar's party, Parti Keadilan Rakyat, which has 50 lawmakers in parliament, announced that they were leaving the party and Pakatan Harapan to form an independent bloc. Are we likely to see a coalition going forward?
It's very uncertain at this time, because I don't think they have the numbers yet. Well, both sides do not have the numbers. And so there will be a few kingmakers, primarily the parties from Sabah and Sarawak. So I think they are the ones to watch for, because they can make a difference to whichever side will be able to form coalition.
Well, we're speaking to Associate Professor Masna Mohamad from the Department of Malay Studies at NUS, Radio Money FM 89.3. Well, tell us, as a professor, what does this mean for Anwar? Are we likely to see him step into power?
No, that's like a $1 million question. And then that question has been thrown out for about almost 2 decades.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a bit surreal for, I think, a lot of Malaysians this moment, because it's like deja vu, you know, again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Anwar very close to achieving power, but yet not making it there yet. Yeah, but I personally hope that he will, because even if he steps in as the Prime Minister, it will only be for 2 or 3 years, for the end of the term. So I think, I mean, he deserves to step in as Prime Minister, because he couldn't do any worse than anyone else. And I can't think of any other person, you know, except for his wife, though, because I think, of course, she's the deputy prime minister now, so she can be the acting prime minister. That could be good also, because that will cool down in situation, a kind of neutralizing force, so to speak. You know, after all, she was leading the PKR for 2 decades, and, well, she managed to sail through, and the party, you know, grew and grew and grew and became very successful. So there's a certain irony in that, in like having a leader who does not do anything but just go with the flow.
Okay, we have to answer this next question. Break this down for us. What do you think is the current state of government right now following the vaccination? And what do you think can happen next?
Well, both sides are trying very hard to get the numbers. So it's really just a numbers game. That's on their side. But you see, on the people's side, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of anger in social media. And I think that was one of the reasons why the effort last night, there was supposed to be an announcement of the new government. No, I think that failed because of the outpouring of so much anger in social media, Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp. And it was just not possible for Mahathir to come out to make the announcement. So it's very precarious at the moment, very unstable for Malaysia. And anything can happen in the next half an hour. That's a very long time in politics.
Okay, we're all waiting in vain as well. So what impact do you expect this instability will have on Malaysia's economy?
Very bad, I think, because already I think the economy is in the doldrums and this will not help at all. It's not just at the level of businesses. I think it's just at the level of everyday existence. Many people are kind of reformulating, you know, their future. Is my future going to be in Malaysia? Young people are going to think, you see, where they're going to go, you know, when they finish and graduate. And all the Malaysians who had visions or dreams of coming back to serve the country from overseas, they will have to rethink, you see, their position now. So, yeah, it's a kind of a multiplier effect, I suppose, on the economy and social life as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at the shares in Malaysia today, it's obviously it's lower on the back of this news. What impact do you think this will have on the Malaysian ringgit?
I think you have already spotted, right, that the ringgit is weakening now. I don't know. I suppose the economy gets worse. Definitely it will have an impact, you see, on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Malaysian ringgit, the stock market, just economic production, productivity, exports, and so on and so forth. I mean, plus, we're also experiencing the virus outbreak now. And so it's not going to add, you know, to the good news. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually going to make the bad news even worse.
Okay. Well, we're joined by Associate Professor Masdar Mohamad from the Department of Malay Studies at NUS. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.